certainly we have the best four teams now for the those semi-finals, two mouth-watering contests. And, you know, there's a bit of symmetry about it as well. We're going to have a north-south final, no matter what happens, with Kilcare playing Neve Connell and St. Michael's playing St. Junan's. As opposed to the big game of the quarterfinals was the one last night in McCool Park. And St. Junan's, you know, they have that maybe wee edge over Glenswillie in the championship. And, you know, they defeated them in the final last year. And, you know, the goals obviously made the difference in that game last night. And, you know, they're there in merit. Glenswillie did put it up to them for a while, but, you know, St. Junan's just have that so much talent. And, you know, that's reflected in the fact that they've, you know, they've contested, what, 10 of the last 15 county finals. And, you know, you wouldn't bet against them making another one.
Yeah, because there was doubters in the build-up to this game, obviously coming off the back of recent form in the championship, and particularly in that game when they lost to Glenties. But they certainly put all the doubters, they corrected all the doubters yesterday evening.
Yeah, well, you know, there were players missing, notably Rory Kavanagh and people like that away in the States for that game. And, you know, when it comes to the championship, no doubt that, you know, St. Junan's probably had the best all-round panel. And, you know, the group games, they always felt, I suppose, that they were going to get through once they won their first game against Ardragh. I know it was maybe a bit of a shock that they lost to Neve Connell, but I think the biggest problem for the other teams that were topping the groups was that one of them was going to have to meet St. Junan's in the quarter-final, and, you know, the Glenswillie probably got the short straw in that regard.
Moving on to St. Michael's, they've continued the very impressive form this year, and they're sitting on top of the league, and they continued that yesterday afternoon at the O'Donnell Park. And to be fair, Mallon never really put it up to them, but if you need a test in the championship now and you want to lift silverware, you're going to have to beat the best teams around you, and St. Junan's is obviously one of those.
Yeah, that's like it's going to be a great contest. You know, maybe there was a little doubt around St. Michael's when they only won by 2 points in Glenfinnan in the final group game. But then, I suppose, the introduction of Declan Bonner to the camp certainly has added to them. You know, there's no doubting that they have the talent. They've been sitting there for the last couple of years. And those county players that they have, five players on the county panel, like that's a great representation. And to have that throughout the team, and even to defeat Mallon yesterday without maybe those five players, you know, playing to their top potential. I know that Christy Toy had a heavy cold going into the game yesterday, probably what wouldn't have been at his best, and they didn't have to rely on those, which is very good as well, and it augurs well for them for that game. The met St. Junan's, was it last year as well, and they ran them fairly close for a long time until, I think it was Rory Kavanagh inspired St. Junan's in the second half. So there won't be much between them. I suppose St. Junan's will have to carry the favourites tag, given their championship pedigree over the last number of years. But this will be a severe test for both sides.
Will the likes of Neve Connell and Kilcare, who are on the other side of the draw, would they have been content last night to avoid the likes of Michaels and Junan's?
I would think so. You know, if St. Junan's had met Neve Connell had been drawn against St. Junan's again, that would have been very interesting. But I think both Kilcare and Neve Connell would have been quite happy to have got that draw. They haven't met in the championship in a couple of years now, and both will fancy their chances to get through to the final. So that, you know, that's what makes that's not to say that St. Michael's and St. Junan's, all four teams will fancy their chances in those two games. Kilcare and Neve Connell, probably there'd be question marks over both full back lines. And then I suppose Kilcare will be hoping that they have Patrick McBertie back to full fitness for that game. He played on Saturday against Four Masters, but you know, he hasn't obviously trained that much in the last 2 or 3 months. And it's noticeable in his play at the moment. He had a couple of bursts and scored a couple of points, but you know, he wasn't as lively as you would normally expect from Patrick McBertie. So, you know, they'll be hoping that he probably gets a couple of good weeks training in before they face the men from Glenties. So, as for Glenties, you know, both teams would have they would feel that they have good forwards. When you feel that Ethan O'Donnell can only make the substitute bench for Niamh Connell, you know, that's a reflection of how strong they are up front as well. So that game will probably attract the biggest crowd. There'll be two very big fan bases for both Niamh Connell and Kilcar, so you'd expect a massive crowd at that game.
Just finally, Peter, who do you think will have the edge going into this game? Because Niamh Connell, Terman certainly put it up to them in the quarterfinals, where Kilcar have had a relatively, not an easy run, but they've sort of cruised through the group stages and cruised through against Donegal Town the last day.
That's true, but I think those games don't mean an awful lot when you get into the semi-final. I felt maybe after Saturday night that, you know, Niamh Connell were probably in a good position before the draw, because, you know, it's nice to get into, to sneak into the semi-final draw. But there'd be a lot of rivalry between them and Kilcar over the years. They went to Towny, I think, 2 weeks ago or just a week ago, and won the league game by a point. I know that, you know, there'd be a number of personnel missing probably on both sides that would, you know, they wouldn't, but now they would have been at full strength for that. I know the McHughes, Mark, and Ryan didn't start that game, but the fact that they went to Towny and won by a point, you know, will be a boost to them going forward. But as I said, both will feel that they can win the game, and that's, you know, when you have that going into the game, that's it's a great starting point. And Kilcar haven't been in the county final since 1993, so, you know, there should be no lack of hunger, at least on their part.